Digdarshini Tika of Sri Damodarashtakam by Srila Sanatan Goswami. Text 6. Namo Deva Damodarananta Vishnu. Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabdhi Magnam. Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinang Batanu. Grihanesha Mam Agyam Edyakshi Drishyaha. O Supreme Godhead, I offer my obeisances unto you. O Damodar, O Ananta, O Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. For by showering your glance of mercy upon me, you can deliver this poor, ignorant fool who is immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows, and you can thus become visible to my eyes. Commentary by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Now, by the potency of prayer, feelings of spontaneous love arise, and one especially craves to have the direct vision of the Lord. And in this regard, when referring to topics about Sakshat Darshan, or direct vision of the Lord, only Sri Nam Sankirtan is the Parama Sadhana, or supreme method for this attainment. After fixing Krishna's beauty within one's mind, one then offers sorrowful prayers by the way of Sri Nam Kirtan, as in this verse, beginning with the word Namo. Within the text of a Mula Shloka, such as this sixth verse, usually the word Tubhyam, unto you, would be found in order to complete the sense of the prayer. But in this case, the excitement of praying, or love, causes the reciter to neglect all feelings of awe or reverence. Therefore, in the mood of being in the personal presence of the Lord, the word Tubhyam is neglected. He Prabho means He Madhya Ishwara. O my controller, I offer you my obeisances, and I beg you, Prasida. This word indicates prasadam, which means, be pleased with me and show me your mercy. The reason for praying is as follows. For I am Dukha Jalabdi Magnam. I am immersed in an ocean of misery. Specifically, the word dukkha, which means pain, misery, or distress, indicates either the agony of repeated birth and death in samsarika, the conditioned material world, or else it means the torment of not seeing you, my Lord, and thus resulting in feelings of an ocean of infinite desolation. The word jalam, meaning net, illusion or deception, and the word abdhi, ocean, denotes the extreme vastness which is due to the force of my own karma. I am thus magnam, submerged. I am tortured by all these harsh afflictions. Therefore I am ati dinam, very distressed. Or else, another meaning of the word ati dinam is that I am completely bereft of the association of saintly persons, and consequently, without their assistance, I have become extremely fallen. Or else, yet another meaning is, due to not seeing you, why I am living just like a walking dead man. In this regard, the word agyam, I am particularly ignorant about how to resolve these problems. Then, kripa drishti vrishtya, showing your own mercy, please shower me with your nectar-laden glances, anugrihana, and thereby lift me up and once more enthuse me with life. Then the words Adyakshi Drishyaha. Please become visible before my eyes. This alone is the purport of this prayer. Prayers are usually made according to the sequence in which how one should pray, and as such, it is not appropriate in this case to first mention the boon which is being requested, due to its nature of being the topmost of rarely attained benedictions. The glory of attaining the direct vision of the Lord, which is known as Sakshat Darshan, within the mind, is explained very logically by the Sri Bhagavat Parshada, or personal associates of the Lord, found in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Uttarakhanda. And from this passage, one may gain specific knowledge of these topics. The Vaikuntha Dutas, or the associates of the Supreme Lord, were speaking to both Lord Shiva and Gopa Kumar. Everywhere we find that by seeing the Lord with one's eyes, one achieves His mercy in all of its forms, and the most intense and excellent joy as well. Indeed, to see the Lord is the goal of hearing, and the goal of all other ways of devotional practice. By all methods of spiritual discipline, seeing the Lord in person is the true reward to be attained, and that alone destroys illusion down to its root, so that pure love of God may thus flourish. Although devotees like Prahlad, the son of Gayadu, saw the Lord in their hearts, they always yearned to see Him with their eyes, for this proves that when they finally saw the Lord, they felt special ecstasies. When some devotees, even while seeing Krishna in person, close their eyes and appear to withdraw into their minds, this may seem to be meditation, but in fact it is not. Rather, it is a transformation brought on by excessive joy, like trembling and other signs of ecstasy in devotees who are in pure love. And now, I will explain the devotional kirtan of the Lord's holy names used in this shloka to address Lord Krishna at the beginning. In this sixth verse, the word Deva indicates, Hey Divya Rupa, O Lord of divine beauty. This beauty is the cause for desiring Krishna's darshan. And addressing Krishna by the name Damodara intimates specifically that Krishna is glorified for His excellence of bhakta vatsalya, or affection for His devotees, up to the point of allowing them to bind Krishna around the waist. And therefore, only by bhakti will I become qualified to see Krishna with my own eyes. Krishna has no end. Krishna's mercy has no limits. And so Krishna is addressed also by the name Ananta. Therefore, Krishna will certainly shower His glance of mercy and thus favor me. Addressing Krishna by the name Prabhu connotes He Achintya Ananta Adbhuta Mahashakti Yukta. O you who are endowed with inconceivable, limitless, astonishingly grand potency. Therefore, you who cannot be perceived by the senses, Adhoksaja, can only become visible to my eyes by dint of this very same inconceivable Shakti of yours. Addressing Krishna as Isha suggests, Hey Parama Svatantra, O you who are supremely independent, in showing your favor even to unfit souls, You are dependent on no one else. And moreover, Krishna is addressed herein as Vishnu, meaning, Hey Sarva Vyapaka, O you who are all pervading. And furthermore, it means, O you who are fond of entering into Vrindavana's secluded caves and bower cottages. And so, praying like this indicates that it is not difficult for Krishna to come before one's eyes, for Krishna does not have to labor hard to come from any distance. Now, some additional interpretations of the above-mentioned forms of address are herein given. Hey Ananta means that Krishna is aparichinna, or continuously existent without interval or separation. The address of the word Vishnu means that Krishna is sarva vyaptin, or living everywhere. The words Hey Damodara proclaims Krishna as being under the sway of his own Parama Vatsalya Vishesha, or supremely affectionate attribute. And there is absolutely nothing that Krishna cannot do. The purport of the other words used for addressing Krishna may also be understood in terms of these expanded indications. Thus ends Sanatan Goswami's Digdarshini Tika on the sixth shloka of Sri Sri Damodarashtakam. All glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Namo Deva Damodarananda Vishno Prasida Prabhoduka Jalabdi Magnam Namo Deva Damodarananda Vishno Prasida Prabhoduka Jalabdi Magnam Kripa drishti vrishtyati dinang vachanu Grihanesha mamagyam edyakshi drishyaha Kripa drishti vrishtyati dinang vachanu Grihanesha mamagyam edyakshi drishyaha Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishno Prasida Prabhoduka Jalabdi Magnam Kripa Drishti Vrishyati Dinang Bachanu Grihanesha Mamagyam Hedyakshi Drishyaha